Man, I'm be honest. I'm really gonna miss being young. I love being young now.
It's
It's
nice.
just such a nice advantage to have, you know? Walking around, your legs don't hurt. The smile on your face is just big and wide. At least for me. I'm a very happy person, so like I'm always walking around with a smile on my face, man.
Fair enough.
But at this current point in my life, I can eat anything I really want to, and my body, I'm not gonna gain a whole bunch of weight. I'll put on a couple pounds here and there, but like, I know once I get older, bruh,
Yeah,
that's not gonna
that's
be the case.
nah,
Out
bro.
the window, man.
Facts.
I have to focus on the diet. I gotta focus on other stuff. You know, like, and this is not to say I don't want to grow older, because here's the thing about it. I think growing up and growing older and becoming an old man is by far one of the most beautiful things you can do as a human being.
Yeah, man.
And you're blessed to even make it that far, because I know a lot of young kids younger than me who didn't make it, you know? So like, you really have to appreciate these times. And by me missing it before it's even gone, I'm like doing my best to appreciate it
As much
for
as you
what I
can.
have.
Yep.
Yeah, bruh. Well, for what I have. 'Cause right now, right? I don't have like a family. Of course, I have like my family, but I don't have a family that I built.
Yeah.
So I got no wife, I got no kids. So at this current point, like, my whole focus is just making sure I survive. But the day will come when like my whole focus is the family survival. And I know there's gonna be stresses with that, man. So when I wake up today, I woke up today and I felt happy. I felt happy that the problems that I have are my own problems, and they're not problems that other people kind of like put onto me, you know? I know there are parents out there that, as much as they love their kids do be giving them problems, man. Like, let's be honest, kids aren't the easiest to deal with sometimes.
No.
They do things they're not supposed to. They don't always listen to you when they're supposed to be listening to you, and they can be a headache. Of course, you know, they have their wonderful times where your daughter comes over, he says, "I love you, daddy," and then it just tugs at your heart. You know, your son comes over, is like, "Can you help me with this?" And you help him with his homework or something. And you really get some good moments out of those days, man. But there's just something about being a young man. You kind of feel like a stallion in a way, you know? You know, like young horses.
Yeah,
You're really out
bro.
here. You're out here free. You can do anything you want. I was walking through Hartford the other day, and I'm like, damn, is this how my dad felt? Like, as a young man coming up, I can genuinely go anywhere I want to now. No one's gonna say anything to me.
Yeah,
Mom
that
can't
is
tell me what
true.
to do. Dad can't tell me what to do. Brothers and sisters can't tell me what to do. Like, I really have total control over my life. And that's nice. But I also understand that, like, as you get older, as you gain more
Things
responsibilities,
change, man.
as you gain more assets, you can't. The freedom that you kind of have now, that freedom slowly goes away because other things are more important. And you know, when that time comes, I'm sure I'll transition into that. But for right now, man, I just like being young. Being young is just so nice.
It's very hard for me to disagree with you on that on this point. Being young is nice, and you're absolutely right. One, we have much more energy than a lot of people who are like 50, 60. Not saying that's old, but it is what it is. As you get older, you kind of lose energy, like you mentioned earlier. We could kind of eat like shit, and I take fitness very seriously, and I really do try to eat like high quality foods and shit like that. But like, I ain't gonna lie, there are times like I know for a fact, like, all right, bruh, like if I just eat like this apple pie, or if I eat like 5 or 10 donuts, I'll still wake up tomorrow with a six pack. Like this,
No, you'll be
I'll be all right. Like it ain't
You'll
that
be fine.
serious, you know what I'm saying?
Without a doubt, yeah.
So we do definitely have that advantage. Between that and between like our energy, we definitely have advantage. And it's funny because you talk about freedom, and I do think about this a lot, and this is what I really try to appreciate being young, because I know for a fact this is probably one of the only times in my life I will have this type of freedom. Like I know as
Yes.
I get older, more like just more responsibilities are gonna be piled on in front of me. It's
True.
inevitable. as I learn more about life, as I experience new things, as I go out on my own, as I meet a girl and start a family and all that, like, I'm going to now have much more responsibility. And, like, let's be honest, I could honestly do nothing all day long, and I'm still alright.
Bro, like, no one's gonna say
anything. Yeah, like, I cannot work. I can literally just lay in bed, play video games all day, and, like, you know, I'll be fine. I have no, like, major responsibilities. As long as my bills are paid, like, I'm fine.
Yep.
But I know at a certain point, it won't be like that. Like, I will have to work. You know what I'm saying? And even, like, on my off days, if you have kids, I mean, you still gotta take care of them. I mean, that's a... Obviously, I don't know what it's like to raise a kid, but, like, just watching my parents and seeing other parents, bro, that's just a full-time job.
It's a full-time job for 18 years.
Exactly. Like, even on their off day, they're still doing stuff with us, whether it's making sure we're okay, feeding us, waking us up, getting us ready for school, whatever, taking us to get clothes or a haircut or to the doctors or whatever it is. So, it really does make me appreciative of being young, knowing, okay, I have this freedom. And because of that, I truly try not to take it, one, for granted, and try to make the most of it. Because I know this is one of the only times I'll have this freedom. So, like, let me really make the most of this. Let me not waste this opportunity. Because, like, and I know we talk about regrets on the podcast. Like, I would hate to be, like, 50, 60, 70 and, like, regret not appreciating this freedom I have now, regret not trying new things, regret not taking certain risks because I was scared or whatever. When, you know, I've really got nothing to lose type shit, so I should be taking those chances. Obviously, not risk that fuck up your life.
Like, of course, yeah. But, yeah. Within reason.
Within reason, yeah. So, I definitely agree, bro. Being young is nice, man. I truly appreciate it. So
yeah, man. I was. I don't know if a lot of people still do this, but I was in the shower and I was singing, man. I'm better at rapping. I guess I was rapping.
Oh, and they got the vocals. Okay. I see you out here.
Listen, man. Everyone saw that Mariah Carey wearing the shower, man. But I've been there singing and I'm dancing. I'm doing my thing, and I'm like, man. I just felt the appreciation come over being the young man that I am now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I feel pressured to be successful. I feel pressured to provide and protect and all that. But I try to remind myself, listen, you're only one person, bro. You're a young man who, grand scheme of things, as intelligent as I am, there's so much I don't know yet. There's so much I haven't experienced yet. There's so much I haven't gone through yet.
Niggas don't know shit, bro.
With age comes that wisdom, you know? So, and that's why I want to grow old. That's why I want to become 80, 90, be that old man. Because, yes, I might not be able to move around as much as I can at that age, you know? I might not be able to talk as well. I might not be able to do things as well as when I was able to do it when I was younger.
Mm.
But there is power in that knowledge of having gone through all that life and then seeing the generations after you come up and do it themselves.
Yeah.
You know? So, I'm doing my best. I'm really trying to appreciate these times. When I hang out with you guys, the boys, the team, when I call you on the phone, I do my best to appreciate those moments. Like, last weekend, I spoke to both Charles, Osar, and Quinn, all three of them.
Damn, okay.
And in both conversations, I had at least, like, a good 30 to an hour conversation with, like, all three. And it was nice, one, just being able to call them and knowing they'll pick up.
Facts.
Because they don't have families or anything like that, but I know eventually the day comes where they do, and I can't. The reason I had called them, in the grand scheme of things, isn't really all that important. So I know inherently, if they had children, if they had kids, like, I really couldn't call them with that problem, because it's like, nigga, like, there are more important things in the world that you gotta deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But because we're so young, but because we're coming up, it's like, all right, man, I have the time now. Let me just do it now.
Thanks.
And I got great conversation out of them. I got good conversation. Got to laugh at my niggas. And I got advice. Like, it's a win-win for me. I can't really complain. So, coming to a close, for all you young people out there, man, do your best to enjoy being young. You'll only ever be young once. Frankly, all the older people are jealous of us because we're young.
Facts. There's a one advantage we have over them. It's youth. Can't get that shit back.
That's the one thing you can't get back. So use your youth wisely. Use it sparingly. Don't waste it on people who don't deserve it, man. Like, give it to people who, at the same time, want the best for you and want you to be the man that you're supposed to be and the woman you're supposed to be as well.
Thanks. I think that's a very strong message. And this is why I appreciate the team. Because also, it's you don't really have many people that you could really just, like, call on whim. And, like, they'll answer. Oh, man. And not only will they answer, but, like, they won't rush you over the phone and you could just sit there and talk to them for, like, an hour plus.
Bro, like, you don't have a lot of people like that, man. No. For real. You know, and that's why I appreciate you. I vividly remember this, man. I was watching the game. I was watching either, like, the Packers play or something like that. But I was watching football. And you had called me. I was, like, mid-eating dinner, too. You called me. You was like, yo, bro, how do you go to Italy?
Oh, yeah.
And for the rest of the night, for, like, a good 3 hours, we just chatted.
Bro, how do we go? Niggas did research. Like, that shit was in-depth, bro.
We go on Zoom or whatever it was. Niggas start sharing
screen. Bro, we start sharing the screen, nigga. Hey, we were comparing. We were, like, looking at maps, bro. We're looking at prices.
Apartments. The whole shebang. One, you can't do that with everybody.
Two, nah, you can't.
If I had a family at the time, bro, I couldn't be doing that with
for you, 3 hours. For 3 hours, bro? Nah. There's no way.
Nah. Like, one, the kids have to get food. Two, my wife would get upset. She's like, yo, listen, man, I get it. You're talking to the boys, but, like, you can't be. 3 hours? Come on.
That's hilarious.
Like, we have kids to feed. Like, we have kids to feed. Yeah.
That's hilarious. But, like, yeah, man, you're right. You're definitely right. And it's you don't really get that. But because we have that time, because we have that availability, because we have that freedom. And, I mean, none of us truly have, like, a lot to lose. So, because of that, we're able to do shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know we don't hang out as much as, like, before, but I mean, like, literally, you guys be like, yo, you want to hang out? And I'd be like, yeah, sure. I just pull up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we pulled up to Charles.
Yeah, bro.
Just like, I was like, all right, fuck it. Got nothing else better to do. Like, I'll just drive. Exactly. Drive 2 hours, pull up, hang out with him for a weekend. I almost hang out for that nigga for, bro, that whole week I wasn't home. I came home one day. I guess 2 days. I came home. I, like, stayed on, like, Saturday. I left on Sunday. Returned back, like, Tuesday night. Then used all of Wednesday to get ready. And then left, like, Thursday morning for work. That whole week I wasn't home.
That whole week,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? And, like, imagine someone had a family. You know, imagine if I had a family. I can't go a whole week without being home. Like, that's kind of wild.
Yeah, you can't.
That's kind of wild to think about. But, like, now I have that ability where I can literally just, like, hop in a car.
Because you don't have those responsibilities.
Exactly. It's the same shit in college if you think about it. Like, bro, we literally just hopped in the car and went to Rhode Island.
That's a great point. Yeah, for real.
Yeah, like, fuck it. Exactly. I remember one day, too. This was the time we went to Rhode Island that you didn't come. You ended up chilling with Quinn at the dorm.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, Joe texted me, like, yo, bro, you want to hang out? I was doing nothing. I ate pretzels out of that apple. Rough times, bro.
I remember, before you continue, I vividly remember walking into the door and seeing the apple on the side. And I was like, damn, I know what he was going through.
Bro, rough times. Pretzel maker broke, bro. Rough times. But he sent me a text and I pulled up. I literally remember walking in the dorm and it's Joe, Chris, and Kevin. And Joe looks at me and he's like, yo, bro, you want to go to Rhode Island tonight? And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, we're about to leave. And I was like, yeah, sure. Let me, like, go pack a little bag. Let me go, like, get a backpack. And literally that night, I just hopped in the car, went to Rhode Island. Spent a couple days there. But it's wild to think about because, like, we can only do shit like that now. There's going to be a certain point in our life where we can't just, like, hop in a car and, like, just leave. Yeah, exactly.
Very, very true. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you ever get a feeling that those times, like, that spontaneous trip that you took with Joe and Chris and Kevin. Just that, those times when you were being 18, do they just feel different to you compared to now?
Those times in general?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know if they... damn, that's... I ain't gonna lie, that's kind of a hard question to answer, homie. You got me sitting here thinking, sitting here at 1 p.m., bro, in deep thought. I don't know if they feel... I don't fully know if they feel different. Really? I don't... Okay. I'll say this. I know for a fact... I don't know. To be honest, it's very hard for me to really, like, articulate it. But I know for a fact, during those moments, I was a different person. So maybe it felt different in that regards, in terms of I was a different person. I'm not the same person freshman year that I am now. A lot of things has changed about me, and also about my situation and also my environment. But I think regardless, when I think of those situations, they always feel good. It's just because of mainly just the memories we made, bro. It was just so much fun. You know, like it was just, regardless, I think no matter how old I'll get, if I think about those situations, I'll always, like, have a smile on my face, because I remember in that moment, I was having so much fun, bro. Like,
it was just felt spontaneous.
Exactly. And it was just so, bruh, like, and even, like, some of the bad times when like, I ate pretzels, started tripping, like, but, like, the overall, like, even that was still, like, it was, like, one hell of an experience, and I get a hell of a story out of it.
True.
But it was just fun. Like, no matter, like, hanging out with Joe and, like, a lot of the videos I have of Joe, hanging out with Chris, hanging out with Kevin, the whole freshman year gang, hanging out with you, even thinking about memories where it was just me and you, when it was, like, me, Charles, and like, Jaden, me, Charles, and Osara. Like, I even have memories of, and I remember I told, like, on the very first podcast of, like, us playing, like, football out in the yard. Understand, like, I was a different person. It was different times. But, like, those were just fun moments. So, like, regardless of when I think about it, it's always, like, a happy feeling I get. Because I just remember the good times, and I remember all the fun moments, you know?
I feel the same way. They do feel a little bit different to me, though. And they feel different in the sense of it doesn't feel like now, you know? And I don't think they'll ever feel like now. I think they'll only ever feel like, if anyone even fucking understands what I'm trying to say, I think they'll only ever... I think they'll only ever feel like how they felt in those moments, you know? Like,
yeah.
I think what made those times so special is the people.
Yeah.
Not even just the shit we're doing, just the people. Exactly. You know?
And it's unique, too.
If you were to change, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
But if you were to change that with any other room of people, it wouldn't be the same.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess I could understand in certain parts what you mean by how it's different, because, like, it's unfortunate to say, but, like, some of the trips that we took when it was, like, me, you, Joe, Chris, and some of the things that we did, to be honest, and it's unfortunate, but, like, we might never have those type of experiences with those people. Those
people again. Yeah, for real.
You know?
For real. Yep.
So, I can understand what you mean, because how you feel a little different, because, like, just like it's just different now than how it was back then, and kind of like thinking back now, and you didn't know this in the moment, but like, it's like, bro, we'll actually never have a trip like this ever again.
That's what I'm saying, for real. Know? Yeah, for real.
So now you look at it, and that might even make the memory of it a little bit more special, and you cherish it a little bit more,
because it's, but the, like, only one you have.
Exactly, it's the only one you have. And in the moment you didn't think that, because of course in the moment you're like, yo, I'm gonna be with these niggas for the rest of my life. Like, these are the Brodies.
Yep.
But, like, you know, life happens. A lot of things change. A lot of unfortunate events change. Everyone changes, too. Everyone grows as a person. Everyone stays the same. So because of that, you know, you might never get those memories again. Like, and also, like, we will never, ever, like, go back to Rhode Island for the first time. Like, you know what I'm saying? That was at least for me. I've never been in Rhode Island before. So... Mm-hmm. That was the first time, and hanging out with Joe, getting to know Joe, you know, meeting his family and shit like that.
Getting ourselves
into, like, a little bit of trouble and shit like that, and having fun, and like, we'll never have that experience ever again. That was truly one of a kind.
Yes.
So, I understand what you mean by how it's...
I think that's what I meant by different.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's truly just one of a kind. You'll never go through those moments again.
Nah, man.
In the same order and the same people doing the same things. You'll never have that shit again, man.
Exactly. I think though what kind of makes me excited though and like makes me happy for like the future. Cause like I know we're young. But we're going to be young for a little bit. I know time flies and all that other shit, but like,
of course.
22. I'm soon going to be 23. Like, we still got time type shit. And I know we'll have a lot more memories. Obviously, it won't be exactly the same like that, but we're going to create a lot of memories that feel, that have that type of feeling that we had when we first went to Rhode Island and saw all that new shit and was exposed to a lot of new things we didn't know.
We're going to have a version of it.
Exactly. We're going to have a lot more experiences like that. And a part of me, you know, I guess excited because we are, like, you know, I understand eventually we're going to start a family, but right now we're not at that point in our lives. So, like, we're still able to do a lot of that spontaneous shit now. Like, Memorial Day, that was a little bit more planned, but, like, still, we took off a couple of days.
For real.
And we're going to have more days like that, more times like that, more spontaneous trips like that, where it's just kind of like, bro, fuck it. Like, you doing nothing today, I'm doing nothing today. Let's fuck around. Let's just go here. Let's do this. Let's try this. Let's see this. Let's, you know.
Very true.
So that's what also makes me excited about the future. It's like more of that is gonna be coming for sure.
And imagine the I always think of this. You know, before I went to Italy, I thought of who I would meet while I was there and what they would be like.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I can only imagine like the people I'll meet in the next couple months or the next couple years. I don't know who they are.
Nah,
I haven't spoken to them, of course. But I do believe when the time comes for me to meet those people, it will be, it's just going to be different than how it is now, you know? I just like how life is so complex and changes so often.
All the time.
It's just a constant change.
Yeah, you know? Man.
And it's never the same as it once was, which is just amazing to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. And also, the people that you're going to meet, you don't know what type of impact they're finna have on your life, you know?
Exactly,
you can meet someone who is going to change your life in a huge way. Obviously, we all hope for the good. But obviously, there are times where some people come in your life and kind of fuck it up.
And fuck it up, true. Yeah,
so,
I agree.
And you truly don't know the type of people you're finna meet. You really don't know the impact. You might meet someone that you just say hi to and never see him again. And you might meet someone who is like in your life for a very significant amount of time, who has some type of impact on your life, an impact on how you are as a person, how you grow as a person, how you interact with other people. So it's life definitely is. It's amazing. I'll tell you one thing. I know I tore my Achilles. It's been about a year. But the one of the things that I've really, really learned, and honestly, this probably was like the biggest thing I learned from like that injury, is life could change in a heartbeat, bro.
Split second.
My god! If you, I had so many plans for last summer. I had so many things I wanted to set up. I had so many things I wanted to do. I had a vision on what the fuck I was gonna do and how the summer was gonna play out. And
you couldn't do any of that.
Nothing, bro. Nothing.
I remember you gonna start running. You're like, I'm gonna start running every day.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Run a couple miles.
Say, like, nope, can't even walk. Say, like,
nope. Can't even walk.
Nah, you gotta lay down, Brody. Can't even sit. Yeah. Can't even sit up, nigga. So, and it's wild. But it really taught me that life really and truly is just unexpected, man. You really don't know what the fuck is gonna happen, when the fuck is gonna happen, what event is gonna happen that's gonna change your life in a good or a bad way, what people are gonna come into your life that's gonna change your life in a good and a bad way. You truly, truly never know. And I mean, I guess the unexpected nature of life is what makes it beautiful. And you always have something to look forward to, because you never know what the fuck's gonna happen. So
yeah, that is true. You know, I've had four roommates in total, including you. I only talk to you, nigga, like, of all four of them. You're the only one I talk to. And the crazy thing about it is, there was a decent chance you wouldn't have even been my roommate. Because the guy who, I had already requested a roommate, so I already had a roommate. I met this kid at orientation, and I was like, all right, you're cool. This white boy. I think his name was Jordan. The only reason he didn't become my roommate, nigga went to jail over the summer.
That's rough. Talk about life being unexpected, bro. Nigga said, yeah, I'm going to a 4-year college. They got 4 years behind bars. Hate to see it.
So it was like, damn, the person who was supposed to be my roommate and become my roommate. You think how different life would be
if he didn't do that, bro? And you know what's crazy? There was a dude I met in orientation. Frankly, his name is Simon. I was going to ask him, because at the moment he was cool. I was going to ask him to be my roommate, but he already had a roommate. So I was like, all right. So I just never asked nobody. So it was literally just the luck of the draw, bro.
And it was also interesting, too. When I met Joe, I was going to ask Joe to be my roommate, but he already had a roommate, too.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, all right. Well, I guess I'll just figure out whoever my roommate is whenever I get there.
On the first day. I'm like, all right,
listen, I've tried twice, and it failed, so I'm going to just let them figure it out.
At least you tried twice. Bro, I tried once. They even tried that hard. And I was like, all right, well. Like, they'll give me whoever I get. I'm like, bro, I just hope I don't hate the nigga. Now I got a podcast with him. It's fucking wild, right?
I got a podcast with him. Niggas start businesses. Niggas' families are close. It's like a whole thing.
It's wild, right? Talk about life being unexpected. You never fucking know. You never know.
The statement you really made earlier is true. Some people, you always say hi to, and you'll never see them again. Others, you'll say hi to them, and they'll stay in your life for the rest of your life, man.
For real. For real, bro. That's crazy. Now,
I've been feeling, not some type of way, but I'm a little bit upset.
You're upset?
Now, okay. Yeah, okay. I'm a little bit upset.
What's going on?
And my upset has to do with simps. Now,
okay.
Here's the thing. I believe in taking accountability for your actions. I believe in men leading, right? Now, I learned from Patrice O'Neal, and what he always said was, it's always your fault in regards to relationships with women. And the reason it's always your fault, as the man, you got to take, one, you got to take accountability. Two, you have to essentially be the strength of your relationship. In my personal opinion, I don't believe men who simp for women are being strong men. Now, here's the thing. We all know sex work exists. Frankly, I believe they say it's the oldest profession.
Which is wild, right?
Dang. Which is crazy.
Thanks.
And the only way this profession exists is there is a pool of men out there who are paying, subscribing, purchasing these services. Now, if you really think about it logically, right? If one day every man had some self-respect for himself and said, hey, I'm not going to purchase this bitch's OnlyFans. I'm not going to go over here and buy, I don't know what the porn company's name is. Browsers? Is that what it is? I'm not going to pay for their services or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it would go away overnight, but those people would have to find other things to do. You can't do sex work if there's no one trying to get the whole sex work thing done.
That is true. That is very much true.
It's not possible. Guys get mad at the ladies for using men, but y'all making ourselves be used. And that's the problem. I have no issue with the ladies who do this. I don't subscribe to it. I don't think it's a good thing.
Facts.
But listen, shorty, if these niggas are really dumb enough to pay for this shit, go get your bag. Do what you gotta do.
I mean, listen, I'll say this. I don't mean to cut you off, but like, logically speaking, and I don't condone this either, but like, logically speaking, I mean, if someone's willing to pay you, like, you're talking about $12,000, $13,000, $14,000, $15,000 a month. I think you told me a lady made like $1 million a month off that shit.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I don't condone of it, but at the same time, it's like, if I get $1 million a month, oh my gosh, bro. What the fuck? That's $12 million a year. What are you talking about? Like, it's kind of stupid, like, not to a certain extent. It's like, holy shit.
So I can't hate on them. I can't hate on them.
That's a lot of money to turn down.
Yeah, man. I can't. They're human beings just like you and I. Everyone has a price for something they would do. So I can't be mad at the ladies for making the choices that they're making. But as a man, I feel as though I have a right to talk about the niggas. I'm like, yo, boys, come on now.
You gotta stop.
You can't sit here.
You gotta be better.
Talk shit about these girls, and then at the same time subscribe to their stuff. You can't sit here and
you're funding it. You're funding it.
You're funding it. So why are you over here getting mad about it? I can get mad about it because I ain't funding it, and I know it's a negative impact on both men and women. This is not good for the girls, because this messes them up too. Yeah. I feel bad for the ladies who are doing this, because like, you can't be proud of that work. I don't think you can be. Now maybe they are, but I wouldn't be happy showing my body online for millions of people to see and judge and just watch and pleasure themselves too.
It's supposed to be sacred. Yes. Sex is supposed to be sacred. Your body's supposed to be sacred. Your body's a temple.
For real. It's supposed to be between the covenant of husband and wife. And because of the men out here who feel the need to go after these things, the women think it's okay to do these things. And then both genders are out of whack.
Damn, man.
We have to be, as men, we got to be the strong leaders, man. The only way our society survives is if us men man up. I don't mean to sound all cliche and shit, but you kind of got to, like, listen, bro, come on.
You got to do better.
You got to do better. You got to do better. I see guys out here. I ain't perfect. Tyler ain't perfect.
Nah.
But we try to do better.
Thanks.
Every day, we chip away, and we go, listen, man, it's tough. We understand. We're young men ourselves.
1% each day. We all fuck up, but, like, 1% each day.
We at least try.
Yeah.
I know damn well this nigga Tyler would never, never get an OnlyFans, bro. He wouldn't sign up for that shit.
Nah.
He would never subscribe to that shit, bro. And vice, none of my niggas would do shit like that. I don't surround myself with people who would do things like that. Because that's simp shit, man. Who pays for...
That's wild.
Who pays for that when you could get it for free? That's the thing I never understood.
That's the wild part. Is you could get it for free and it's better. Like, you get it for free, and it's better.
I get to actually perform
exactly.
The act.
Exactly.
Which is just, like, beyond me. I, and that's the thing I never
You know what's crazy? And it's one of the few things where it's like, in terms of subscribing to it, you're paying to essentially sit in the stands. Or you can play, or you can not pay, and it'd be free, and you can play. And you can actually join the, like, you could be in the game.
Yeah, man, for real. It
costs less money to be in the game. Like,
I just never understood, you know. I remember my first girl. I got to do things with her for free. Oh, and I guess after we had broken up, she was telling me a story, which this is when I still talk to exes. I don't do that anymore, of course. But she was telling me how this guy paid her either $80 or $100 or $200 to, like, see her body or some shit. And I'm like, that's crazy. He paid you that much money to see it over the phone, and I got to see for free. I paid no dollars.
Nope.
Nothing.
Nah.
I felt like that nigga after she told me that. And I was like, damn, you know what? I am him.
For real.
It was like, bro, who pays for shit like that, man? Like, why are you doing things? And you know what? Maybe there's a confidence issue. Maybe you don't have confidence in yourself. Maybe you think you can't get women.
I mean, I
maybe
think that's a think huge that. Thing. I honestly think it's confidence, and also it's the ease of it. I don't think niggas want to put... I'm not saying that it's right, but I do think niggas just don't want to put in the work. Because even though it is free, and it's better, and you actually get to play the game, it is more work and it is more effort. And due to just how technology is and how the world is, it's easy. And a lot of niggas don't want to put in work. They'll rather take the easy route. Not saying that is correct, but I think that's really what it is. And I think also taking the easy route also now fucks up your confidence. So now you're less confident to even go up and talk to a girl. And then you also realize, okay, well, I don't even need a girl to get off. I could just pay. Yeah. I could just pay this low fee right here, and I'll get off perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And then now you're kind of stuck in that cycle to a certain extent. I mean, you could get out, but
I can't disagree with what you're saying, because you're right. I believe due to the ease of it.
Yeah, bro.
It's just so accessible. It's so simple.
Yeah.
And not to mention, I believe COVID also fucked up a lot of stuff too.
Oh yeah, COVID did.
COVID had a lot to do with why these things have blown up, because of course men couldn't go out to get the girls anymore and the ladies had to stay at home, so you know, people decided to go down those avenues of work. Okay. But Once again, I believe a lot of this has to do with the men. The women really will only do what the men allow in that sense, and men will only do what women allow. So guys are out here complaining and bitching about women not being the women they're supposed to be and doing OnlyFans and all that stuff. Just don't participate. Don't purchase it. Don't subscribe to it. Don't do none of that. It's really that simple.
Yeah, man.
How are you going to get your confidence up? Okay, well, I'll give you a couple options. One, go to the gym. That's number one.
Big facts. Big fucking facts. The gym works on both the body and the mind, not just the body. It's a mental game as well. The gym is as mental as it is physical.
Exactly. Two, go outside.
Facts.
Three, make some friends.
Facts.
Four.
Wait. Go back. Like good quality friends, not just like bum niggas. Yeah.
Not just like.
Like good quality friends that will hold you accountable on your bullshit.
Exactly. Niggas that will call you out.
Facts.
And four, get your social skills up.
Facts.
A lot of men, boys, you lack social skills. You need to know how to talk to people. You need to know how to converse with people. Women don't like niggas who can't talk.
Yeah.
You need to know how to talk. And the only way you're going to know how to talk is by talking to everybody. And that doesn't mean only talking to beautiful women.
Everybody.
That doesn't mean only talking to ugly women. That doesn't mean only talking to grandmas. It means talking to everybody. Men, women,
everybody.
It's practice.
Because your social skills really is not even picking up bitches. It's just how you interact with both men and female and how you carry yourself on a day-to-day basis, bro.
Exactly.
So you got to talk to everybody. Even if your goal is to get more females, like, talk to everybody. Because it's literally just going, the more people you talk to, the more your social skills will improve. For real.
Exactly, man. Exactly. And this, I'm going to be honest with you guys, this isn't going to be an easy thing for you, especially if you're not confident in yourself already. I was in a situation where I wasn't the most confident, you know? I was very outgoing as a kid, but as I grew into my teenage years, I'm not sure if it was self-conscious, but I just wasn't as confident as I was. I wasn't able to just go up and talk to anybody. I got really nervous really easily. And what shifted my thinking and my mindset is all the things I just labeled for you. Now, the whole gym shit really kind of came into play when Tyler came to my life.
Oh, but
before that, my mother got me into programs where I had to go and speak to people. She wanted me to be able to be a social. I had to be social.
Yeah.
I had to go and talk to people. And because of these things, women saw me talking to other women. They saw me talking to other men. They saw how confident I was. They saw how I carried myself. And in turn, I got what I wanted. Another thing I wanted to also mention, y'all. You need to have respect for yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's my one of my biggest issues with these guys who decide to complain about the women, but then they subscribe to these shits anyway. You got no respect for yourself. See, I never got into the whole online dating thing, and I never got into this whole subscribing to the bitches OnlyFans and shit, because I have respect for myself. I'm like, listen, bro, I'll never stoop to that level. I don't believe that's how niggas and women were meant to meet. I don't believe in online dating, so I don't do it.
Huh.
You're supposed to meet people in person. That's how you gauge how someone interacts with other people, how they interact with you, whether or not your energies go back and forth.
For real.
But that's just me.
For real.
That's just me. Everyone else, you have a right to whatever opinion you want in regards to online dating specifically. But me personally, I'm an in-person type of guy. So I don't participate with the whole online dating shit. I don't. And that's just because I got respect for myself. You ain't never going to see me and have to swipe right or left. It's not going to happen. You can't swipe right or left on me when I'm talking to you in person, bro. It's just not a thing. I have respect for myself. And I think more men need to have respect for themselves. And ladies, I'm going to hold y'all accountable too with this. Have respect for yourselves. Why would you sell your body online like that? I don't get it. Now, granted, once again, everyone has their price, of course. And I can't be mad at you for making your money that you're making. But, like, is it worth your dignity? Guys, is it worth your dignity? Come on now. I don't think so.
Damn.
It's just not worth it, man. And I believe as soon as this problem is fixed, men and women relationships will be better.
But do you think this problem will ever be fixed?
I was just about to say. Unfortunately for us.
I don't think it will.
I don't think it's ever going to get fixed. No. Man. I believe all the shit I'm saying is going to go on deaf ears, and we're just going to keep pushing.
Yeah, I think I believe so. And you make some really good points. And I even agree with the whole online dating thing from someone who I actually did online dating. And I'm going to keep it a buck. It's just not the same. It's just not the same. And you know what's crazy? Some of the females that dub me on like online dating, like through texting, I'm not good at text. It's just not who I am. I'm like Trey. I'm much more of an in-person person. I believe that in person it'd be a whole different game. Because you could read the energy more. You can make more jokes. People can understand your sarcasm. They can understand your tone of voice. You get a whole different edge than just fucking talking to a bitch through text. And also, a lot of people use social media just as validation. They ain't even taking that shit seriously. They just doing that just because they bored type shit. And you happen to be, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I usually, I'm going to be honest, I really didn't have much. I had more success in person than I did online. So, like, after realizing that, I was like, well, why the fuck am I wasting my time online? I'll just keep doing this shit in person. That seems to be what works for me. And it's like, if it's not fixed, if it's not broken, don't fix it. So I was like, all right, fuck it.
Mm-hmm. So you made a good statement.
Yeah, man.
You made a good statement just now. And I fully agree with this. A lot of the girls that I got with, if I had hit them up online and
it'd be not clip, them bro. First, it'd be done
I
up.
I would have never got them in the first place.
For real, bro. It's just also like you can see them better and understand them better. Like they can see like how you carry yourself. They can see how you interact with other people. They can see how other people interact with you and how they accept you and how receptive they are to you. Like, they can see that on a right in front of them, firsthand basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that helps, especially if you're carrying yourself like a respectable man. I think that helps tremendously. And I know earlier you gave ways to be confident and to kind of help with your confidence. I want to add some to that. Whatever you say, like, do it. Like, be a man of your word.
Because
that way, you build confidence within yourself because you trust yourself. You now trust that, okay, if I say this, I'm actually going to do it. So, being a man of your word and, like, truly practicing it, if you know for a fact that you're not going to do it, just don't say it out loud. There's no need for you to even say it. No one's even going to really think about you in a certain way or even thinking about it because you never said it. So, that never came to their mind either. So just don't say it. And if you say something, just follow through with it. Just follow through with it. Because you gain trust in yourself. And now other people also trust you. Other people respect you. Because they're like, oh shit, Trey said this. And then he actually did it. Oh shit, okay. So that means he's serious about the shit that he's saying. He's not just spitting bullshit. And people respect you because of that. People notice you do that. Especially if you do it on a constant basis.
You know what's crazy? I almost got pussy the very first night I met a girl. Based off the advice you just gave. me and her were talking about some stuff. I can't fully remember the conversation because it was about 3 years ago now at this point. But I told her I don't make promises. She wanted me to do some shit for her. And I was like, nah, I can't. And she's like, yo, why not? It's like, I don't make promises I can't keep. And the look of immediate attraction that came over her, I think she just never heard a guy say that before. I don't know. But, like, bro, the entire night she was just trying to get me to go back to her place with her. And it could work. Literally what he's saying works.
Yeah.
Bro.
For real.
Be the type of guy where when you say something, people know.
No, you mean it.
They know you mean it. I have full confidence in Tyler when he says some things because he has proven to me on multiple occasions. When he says something he's going to do, he does it.
Yep.
He's the type of person where he doesn't just say things with his words. He shows things by his actions. Sometimes he doesn't even tell it to you. He just does it. And that's how he shows you. And I believe we should all be men like that. The types of men who lead. Because if we want a society to succeed, you have to have leaders. Respectable men.
Yep. People you can look up to. Men that you can look up to.
For real, bro. Because if you really think about it, us young men now, eventually, we will become old men. And the younger guys who are coming up after us, they're going to need men to look up to.
Damn, man.
And we have to be those strong leaders for them. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, man. We have to be those guys. Yeah. If not us, then the simps are going to take over and the whole bitch is just going to be fucked up forever.
Yeah, we'll be fucked. We'll definitely be fucked. I'm going to say this though, regardless, I'm going to get mine. Like, man, you ain't going to fuck me up, nigga. I'm going to get it regardless, bro. I'm gonna figure out a motherfucker way. Frankly, I know both of us will. And I think I honestly think social media is a huge thing. And I think it really is one of the huge like reasons, one of the huge catalysts that the world is the way it is. Yeah, and it's unfortunate. And I agree with you. I don't think women should have OnlyFans. I don't think they should be doing that. But like just thinking about it on just the logical terms, I mean, if you can, I don't know a lot of people who would turn up $1 million a month just to have sex on camera. I don't think it's the best thing, but logically, I mean, like your family set. I mean, $1 million a month, a whole year, that's 12 months. Now, I mean, like if you're a female in your fucking 20s, you're going to be looking all right for at least 10 years. Imagine 10 years making $12 million a year.
You're set.
Yeah, especially if you actually, like, if you're smart with it, invest, take some money, put it here, invest in certain things, put it in other assets that, that'll, like, grow and make you even more money. Oh my God. It's hard to turn that down, bro.
You know the Catch Me Outside girl? I don't know her name.
Yeah, I think Bad Baby or something.
Yeah, yeah. When she turned 18, she got an OnlyFans, bro, and she made,
some stupid amount, 50, bro?
$50 million.
Gosh.
In that 1 year. In that
gosh.
1 year. $50 million at 18, bro.
That's wild.
That's it. It's just shit like that. And then
Niggas are funding it. Us niggas are funding it.
Guys funded that. And other women out there see her success and they want a piece of that too. So they're gonna follow down foot. They're gonna follow down and not make that same kind of money. Put their bodies online for much, much less. And then now, like, they're like, used up. It's, like, fucked up. Yeah. It's fucked up. It's fucked up all around. And the simps are to blame. Men, it's our fault. I blame us. We got to take accountability.
Yeah, man. And it's unfortunate because I know we said this a little bit earlier in the podcast, but I don't mean to be pessimistic, but I don't necessarily see things.
I am speaking pretty passionately about this now. Like, I'm talking to like 10 or 20,000 people. But I know no one's really going to genuinely like listen to this shit, bro. Like,
well, I say this. Some people will. I don't think everyone...
But the masses that need to hear this and actually need to follow foot, because there are greater men than me that are preaching the exact same thing and nothing's changed.
That is true, but I'll say this. At least if someone, I know maybe not the mass, might not take this.
Maybe I could save one or two people.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Because it really could turn around someone's life. Because they could be subscribing to it and then they're like, you know what? They're absolutely right. Trey is absolutely right. Tyler's absolutely right. I'm going to stop. And next thing you know, they're able to have like a family. They're able to get their life together. First of all, you also will be saving fucking money. Because how much ever money a month you're subscribing to them, now keep that shit in your pocket. Exactly. And also that shit takes time. Like, you gotta, that shit takes time. It takes up time. For you to go and fucking lay down and masturbate, it takes up time that you could be fucking like doing some type of work.
Something else. Yep.
Doing something that's much more productive. So now you take that time, put it towards something much more productive. They can fuck around and change their life in a positive way. And I know the masses might not listen to like all the advice, and that a lot of men might hear this and be like, "Nah, I'm fine. I'm different." I truly believe there's going to be a couple out of the thousands of people that will listen to this, millions of people that will listen to this, that will be like, you know what? They're right, and they'll get their act together, and hopefully they're able to like change their life in a positive trajectory in terms of getting their shit together, getting a solid job, finding a solid respectable wife, starting a family, and living whatever type of life they want to live that's respectable, whether they see themselves being a fucking billionaire or whether they just want to just a nice small house with their wife and kids and just live a life like that. Regardless, neither one is wrong, but I think that's much more righteous than, you know, spending $50 a month to watch a girl shake her ass and you nut by yourself. Like, that's kind of sad. I'm going to keep it up.
You know, I have to say I agree with you there. You know, I really do hope one or two people. You know, it probably won't be the masses, like you said. But maybe one or two people, we can either stop from going down that road in the first place.
Thanks.
Help them get off that road in the first place. They always say great leaders, they usually, they might not have the effect to wherein they'll affect everybody, but good leaders can always get one or two people.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's one what I'm saying. Two. Yeah, buddy. I 100% agree. And I believe that we both will get a couple people who listen to our advice. Frankly, with that being said, we are coming to the end of the show. Typically around this time we give advice. I understand we've damn near been giving advice this whole podcast. Okay. But yeah. Trey, is there anything you want to add or kind of just like hone in on?
Self-respect is extremely important. I believe everyone, man and woman, should have respect for themselves. You mm-hmm. must demand respect, one, of yourselves, Facts. But of other people.
Facts.
And you will have a happier life, I guarantee. It's a self-respect, number one, and taking responsibility, accountability. And as Tyler had said earlier, don't say things that you won't do. Like, I don't make promises I can't keep. I don't tell people I'm going to do something if I'm not going to do it. Yeah. I only say things that I will do. The minute you start carrying your life in that way, then I believe you'll get better results. So that's my advice.
I agree. I agree with that, especially what you were saying in terms of that if you carry yourself in terms of saying shit and then like following through on it, that your life definitely will change. And I will say, listen, it just truly builds respect. I think also, I know not everyone's religious and all that stuff. I believe in God. And I have the scripture written down, and I'm going to mess up the scripture, but essentially, just in a nutshell, it's saying, your tongue can bring ruin. Essentially saying, the shit that you speak could actually fuck up your life. Like, your words actually matter. And a part of that, I do believe, is saying things and then never following through. I think that could really mess up your life, because then you could kind of get the reputation of a bullshitter. And I think we all can relate that we all know someone who says something, and in the back of your mind, you're like, yeah, that shit ain't true. Like, they ain't finna, like, fall through on that. I feel like we all know someone who does that. And think about how you feel when you think about that person. That's not a trustworthy person. Because you're like, they're never gonna follow through. So why the fuck will I ask them for a favor? Why do I think that they're gonna be trustworthy in this manner? So I truly think that it'll help you in terms of truly watching what you say. And I think that's a huge thing as well, because you can say some shit that could really fuck you over. And another thing I want to add, and this goes back to the beginning of the podcast, when Trey started off about being young. If you're young, truly just enjoy it. Truly enjoy it. I know a lot of people want to be older from a plethora of reasons, whether they believe if they're older, they'll have more money, whether they really want a family right now and they're waiting to get older to get a family. I would say just try not to rush anything, especially if you're young, you're in your 20s or whatever. Truly enjoy this time. Truly enjoy the freedom you have, especially if you have no girl, have no kids, have no real responsibilities. Enjoy this time. Truly enjoy being young. Have fun. Enjoy the freedom. Don't be fucking stupid. Be smart. Set yourself up for the future. But you also got to enjoy these times, because, I mean, you're only going to be 20 one time. You know, you're only going to be in your 20s once. You're only going to be young once. So, like, utilize these moments. Utilize these times. With that being said, thank you guys so much for rocking with us. We appreciate you guys listening to us. Hopefully, we're able to help someone with this podcast for real. We appreciate you guys. Like, I really can't even, like, stress that. We really can't even stress that. This will be, what, like, the 99th episode, which is fucking crazy. The fact that we're almost at 100. So, thank you guys, and we appreciate the support that we get. Check us out on Instagram. Instagram's going to be NOA_podcast. All episodes are available on YouTube, Spotify, and on Apple Podcasts. Please make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. All episodes are available on YouTube. Also, we have exclusive content that drops just on YouTube. So please subscribe to the channel so you don't miss that. You can also find us on TikTok. That's going to be NOA Podcast 1. Once again, thank y'all for listening. We appreciate y'all. Y'all take care.
Have a good one.